This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Ah, the Super Bowl. The one game a year where everyone is a critic. On the commercials, on the halftime show, and the actual game, which was kind of boring. I guess if you like amazing defense by one team in particular, then you enjoyed this. But we're going to get into all of it today. It's the day after the Super Bowl, so we recap everything, not just the football side of it. And we'll get into some basketball, too. Joker had a historic night over the weekend. UNC Bears are red hot. So much to talk about, so little time. So let's get to it. The whole show starts now. This was the Broncos, and if this was a 19-0 game going into the fourth, it would have been very interesting to see if that Bo Nix magic took hold for the Broncos, but a big what if. Now, this season, Michael, we're going to look back at this along with you know, the season that was lost when the Broncos lost to the Ravens. I mean, it feels kind of like that in some ways. In that game, it was a Raheem Moore letting a football go over his head, maybe some mismanaged clock there by the Broncos. The Broncos losing to the Patriots obviously starts with Bo Nix, and you guys know my take on Bo. I don't know if he's there yet, but I do know that in this season in particular, in his sophomore year, he was magic in the fourth quarter. So it would have been cool to see if that held true in the fourth, but it's something we'll never know. If they would have kicked a field goal on fourth and one, if Jarrett Stidham hadn't thrown a backwards pass or whatever, maybe the Broncos are in this game. If Bo doesn't go down with that ankle thing, which he knew, I mean, there's a clip now, it's kind of gone viral, of him basically telling a couple of teammates, like, hey, you're going to have to do this one without me next week because my ankle's blowing up. So he knew right then. And that it's a big what-if season. And unfortunately, we'll never have the answer to that. I'd like to think the Broncos. Listen, man, you can agree with me or disagree with me. The way this game was playing out reminded me of a lot of Broncos games throughout the regular season. Your defense is holding them to field goals. We had a historic kicking night, too. Some people were making a case for him to win MVP. I'll get into that. This felt like, okay, it's 3-0. You can't move the ball. 6-0. All right, still in it. Now it's 9-0. Or no, it's 12-0. Sorry, 9-0 at the half, and then 12. Still a chance. Could the Broncos do it? And then fourth quarter magic happened. That wasn't the case for a Patriots team that had a pretty decent defensive showing. Until the turnover started to take hold in the fourth, and Drake May was sacked a million times. Overall, it was kind of a boring football game, but the biggest takeaway for me, Michael, is how important is the run game.
How overrated Drake May is.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he's still pretty young, and he played in the Super Bowl. But yeah, maybe Tanner was right talking about the schedule all year, because the Patriots, especially on one side of the ball, did not look good. And Drake May looked
bad.
He was bad in the playoffs. Now, he ended up with 295 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Those are inflated numbers. Sacked 6 times for negative 43 yards. He had a QBR of 16.3. That would have won many a quarterback toilet bowl in our quarterback toilet bowl quest this year. Kenneth Walker, MVP. Rightfully so. I mean, you could have made a case for a handful of other guys. You know, Derek Hall had two sacks, forced fumble, one that led to a touchdown. Devon Witherspoon had a sack and a big hit that led to a pick six. Byron Murphy was pretty good. And then, you know, you look at Jason Myers. He made some history. Set a Super Bowl record for most field goals by making five kicks. In the history of the Super Bowl, there had been four kickers who had hit four field goals, but no one had ever hit five. And it also set him up to be the first player in NFL history, season and playoffs included, to score more than 200 points. So people were starting to wonder if maybe he should be considered. You're not going to give the kicker the MVP. You're just not. There's no way that's happening.
If you have two of them above 50, you consider it, but come on.
No, you can't give it to a field goal kicker. You just can't.
Walker deserved it.
Walker deserved it. Had a touchdown, a big touchdown called back, too. And he's going to be a free agent. If I'm Seattle, I'm not letting that dude walk.
Pay him.
But he is going to be a free agent as of right now. We'll see. George Pickens, by the way, side note, looks like he's going to get the franchise tag put on him by the Cowboys. So that might be one guy that's out of the mix. Breece Hall tweeting that, hey, he hopes he wants to be there. He wants to get there. So where he is right now, obviously that's not going to happen anytime soon. Maybe that's one Denver should be circling. Big Hub texting in on the First Advantage text line. Myers should have won. You're just not going to give it to a kicker, man. You're just not. It's not going to happen.
I mean, if anyone, the punter, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he coffin cornered two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, and another one was inside the 20. That guy was a stud.
Dixon. Yeah, he, that was good. He was punting the hell out of the ball. I mean, it was a defensive battle. A casual Super Bowl fan's, casual football fan's dream was a 9-0 score at the half. Commercials were, halftime show, you know my take, nothing changed that. Nothing changed it.
The commercials, I didn't pay that much attention to them.
Nothing blew me away.
I saw, like, we turned off the TV because, like, neither of us wanted to watch any of it. I think we turned it back on just in time to see him grab his crotch.
There was a lot of crotch grabbing. Yeah, a lot of crotch grabbing.
And then turned it back on to see him preach about the poor infrastructure of Puerto Rico, which is true. But like he was, I don't think anyone understood what he was saying.
No, and like I tweeted this last night. Like I got one group telling me I should hate it, and if I don't hate it, then I'm this crazy left wing. You know, you just are giving up all the cool things about America. And then I got one group telling me I shouldn't hate it. And they're basically like, "What? If you don't like this, something's wrong with you." It's like, all year, no one has ever told me that if I don't like that style of music, I'm a bad person. But if it's during the halftime show, I'm not a Lady Gaga fan. Ricky Martin had that one song that played 4 million times when I was growing up, and that was it. So that was who was in this last night.
Yeah,
I don't know
Ricky
who Bad
Martin
Bunny
and
is.
Santana, and Santana was the good part.
Well, didn't Ricky Martin sing? I don't know what his song is. She bangs. Is that what it is?
That's not the one I'm thinking of.
What was the other one?
I think he does
Living
something
the Vida Loca?
With Santana.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Is it Living the
Vida
something?
Loca? Yeah, and a lot of people were like, "Oh, I couldn't understand what he's saying." I've heard a lot of songs where I don't understand the language, but they were decent or whatever. But it's not my cup of tea. And I've said this a million times, even if it were my cup of tea on a regular basis, on a regular day, they're never going to be good. Like Lady Gaga, I'll give you this. Is Lady Gaga talented? Can she sing? Yeah, it's not my style, but she can sing. I saw the movie with Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born. She sang her guts out. She's good.
Her rendition of the national anthem was excellent.
But in this particular show, she's trying to do the cha-cha and sing as she's doing it. She seemed a little off key. That's what I'm saying. Like, It's never the best because they're climbing telephone poles and falling off of the edge of the stage. And it's all about the stuff, you know, the dancers and the people dressed as trees. And that's why, like, the only one that stands out in my mind is what's her face? She kissed a girl and she liked it. That girl, Katy Perry. It's not the singing. It was the gigantic tiger that was walking on stage. Like, that was cool. But to me, it's all about those things when it comes to halftime. It's the one time a year where you've got, again, I'm seeing a lot of my sports brethren out there that are like, if you didn't like this show, something is wrong with you. You're just a cranky middle-aged white guy. It's like, no, I'm going to still go about my Metallica and my 3 Days Grace and my AC/DC. I'm going to do that just like I normally do. I don't change my brain just because it's Super Sunday and it's artsy and I'm supposed to enjoy the message. No, I'm still
the
same.
Green Day wasn't bad in the pregame, I still don't want to see the halftime show.
I didn't see Green Day. Smitty says Prince was the best halftime show ever. None of them do it for me, man. None of them. And I maintain this. I'm sitting there watching it. They're running around singing. They're a little out of breath. It is what it is, man. Big Hub says a couple actually got married during his performance. Yeah, like that was unique because that was my first thought when I saw the couple. I'm like, are they? I wonder if they're really getting married. And it turns out they did. Cool. Like, that's cool. And then there was another halftime show by Turning Point. And people are like, did you switch over to that if you didn't like? No, I'm not. The only reason I'm on this halftime show, Mike, stay with me here. The only reason I'm on this halftime show is because that's where the football game is. How do I get to the football? I'm not going to get my computer, pull up YouTube or whatever this was on and watch, which I heard it with that one. Just the clips I've seen, that one was more political than the actual halftime show. No, I'm not. I don't need a musical act on Sunday. So therefore, I'm not tuning away from this one to go watch another one that's strictly just a musical act. There's no football before and after. So I'm good there, too. I'm not going to pretend that musical halftime shows of any ilk are going to be entertaining for my brain.
Yeah, these musical halftime shows are basically for people who don't like football. Like, it's the commercials are for people who don't like football.
And so is halftime.
The halftime shows for people who don't like football.
Yes,
the pageant. I just want to watch football.
Yeah, and then there's the two takes, and it's like, this was awful. He's not even speaking in English. And that doesn't bother me. Like I said, man, I've heard, who's the band that sings Du Hast? What's the?
That's Rammstein.
Rammstein. Like, I like that. They're good. And I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what he's saying. But it was good. There are songs that I enjoy that I don't understand.
I like the band Brujeria. They're Mexican.
Yeah, you can.
I like their music. Yeah. They speak Spanish, but I don't want to see them at halftime.
No, and it's just it wasn't that turned me off. You have to move mountains for me to actually like a halftime show because it's never the real songs. It's a sped up version of their songs. It's like a mixed track, and they're running around, and I've got dancers everywhere, and there's actors in the stands or actors there, and they're like, oh, wow, Pedro Pascal, what is his name? The Mandalorian
Pedro
dude.
Pascal.
He was there, and I'm like, okay, great. Is he going to pull out a spear and try to fight the mountain? Because if that's not happening, I'm good. Game of Thrones reference for those of you that participate. No, just, it is what it is. There's one side that I've never seen them tweet about Bad Bunny before, and then they're suddenly like, whoa, this was amazing and life-changing. We're better together and all that. It's neat. I'm here for the footballs. I'm here to watch that.
Yeah, it's like that party when everybody invites, like, everybody wants to watch football. This is the one time of year where you and your buddies are, like, all the – no offense, women, but there are wives out there that just don't like football, and God bless them.
Well, my wife
is
one of
those.
They
show
Mike.
Up, and
my wife,
all they want to do is talk during the game and be quiet during the commercials.
My wife loves to watch the commercials. She likes to see if they're good or bad, and then halftime we leave it on, and usually we're both kind of like, it's whatever. It's just, it's a lot of dancing. It's, you know, if you have kids, there's a lot of, like, crotch grabbing and skirts flying and stuff, and you kind of feel weird, like your kid's over there, and you're like, is this good? Is this all right? I mean, it's cable television, but okay. Aaron says, you ruined the Hooligans last week by suggesting halftime jousting next year. But you see, I'm telling you, man, jousting. That's the way to go. Aaron also says, also the other halftime show was Kid Rock, and that doesn't do it for me either. Yeah, dude, Kid Rock was good. I liked Kid Rock. That was one of the first CDs I bought. And then I was kind of like, he did the thing with Sheryl Crow, and it's like, oh, he's becoming like a country guy, too. I'm good. And so I saw clips of that. I mean, I saw Kid Rock at the Greeley Stampede. It was fine. Yeah, that was a long time ago, Mike.
I didn't know he was at Stampede.
He can play every instrument, and that was kind of cool. Raisin Bran commercial was the best one. Well, I don't. Some of these I just missed. I got up and did stuff and didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, I didn't. I kept hearing complaints about none of the commercials were funny. I didn't see a lot of them.
I saw a good chunk of them. The food one with Bradley Cooper and Matthew McConaughey, kind of like the juicer thing, that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
I didn't understand the Pringles one with that blonde singer.
I did like that one. That one did get really dark.
Somebody texted me and said there was a Ritz cracker one that reminded them of you for some reason. I don't think I saw that one. The Cheez-It one where the Cheez-Its in front of them. I don't know. That was strange. There was a lot of promos for movies and stuff.
There were a lot of Jardians commercials.
Well, there's always Jardians commercials.
You guys are indulging on Doritos, as I was, during the Super Bowl. How about you inject yourself with chemicals and lose weight?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Mike Tyson was in a commercial about eating better food, and he was eating an apple.
I didn't see that one.
No, all I could think about was him chewing an ear. You know, that's the only thing that my brain could come up with. I just find it fascinating. There's the side that's like, I hated the commercials and halftime was terrible in the games. Like, I don't expect the commercials to change my life. I don't expect halftime to change my life. So I'm not like a negative Nancy on it. Like, oh, the commercials this year are terrible. I just think it's funny we all become mega super critics during this day. When real football fans are kind of just like, I don't care. Just want it to be a good game. And it wasn't. So football fans didn't really get what they rooted for either.
There's a reason why they're never going to bring in someone who's really good but isn't that popular. These halftime shows are for people who aren't football fans, and it's for people around the world. Like they want to bring in an audience around the world.
The NFL, likes,
and that's fine.
The NFL knows what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're going to get somebody that's really popular, and then I don't know if things were as heated when they made the announcement that he was going to be the guy. But then he was like saying he was going to wear a dress and people need to learn how to speak Spanish. It sounded like it was going to be a spectacle, like a negative thing maybe. I didn't see that. You thought maybe it was? Maybe? I don't know.
I had heard from you and a couple other people that it was going to be super political.
I don't want politics
in my football. I know politics sometimes happens in sports.
I barely want music in my football, let alone politics. I don't want to get into that. But I didn't think it was. I mean, he said God bless America at the end. You had all the flags of all the countries in this continent and all
that
stuff.
Well, he is American. And,
yeah. Like, I don't. It just doesn't. There's plenty of other people that were not Americans that played at halftime before, and I don't remember Paul McCartney receiving so much hate, or U2.
How can you hate Paul McCartney
for that
one awful song he does?
I don't think you can hate Paul. Which one?
It's that Christmas song.
That's an amazing song.
That is the worst. I'm serious.
You know
that
what?
Is worse
That's
than
my
country
new
music.
Move. We just play Christmas music the whole time. We just
it's
get Mariah Carey
ever.
Up there, and away we freaking go. Christmas
Terrible
in
song.
February. You're just a hater like all the critics of the Super Bowl, and you do the same thing for Christmas music.
No, that song is an earworm. It's very tough to get out of your head. It's one of the worst things. Like, if you wanted to torture me to get information out of me,
I will.
You just start that song, and I will give that information
Good.
Out immediately.
I will do that. I got some of the comments on my post about this. The music, this is from Adam, the music was exciting, and the sets were great. The fact that Bad Bunny is the biggest artist in the world right now means he was a great choice. As far as liking the show or not is up to the viewer. No judgment here either way. Steve says it's all about outrage culture. My guy Darth says, I'm sure if I was into that kind of music, I would have liked it maybe. I wasn't particularly impressed by anything. I don't know how anyone watched it in person would have been able to see anything since Bad Bunny spent the entire time blocked on all sides. Regular dad bod says, insecurity, really. Who cares if you like it or not? If it's not for you, go refill the queso or grab a beer. Yeah.
That's what we did.
Like, we don't need... I just don't like that one side is like, oh, wow, this was amazing, and if you don't like it, something's wrong with you, or I don't know what to tell you. So then they're trying to guilt you into it. Like, they're trying to make you feel bad for not liking it. Like, you're on the outs of some inside story, inside scoop, and then the other side is like, no, man, I went over to Turning Point and watched that, and...
No, your music sucks, and I don't want to see it.
That music was bad, too, and I don't like country music much either, so I'm... I'll tell you this, I'm consistent. Every single year, I'm consistent about this. You could throw anybody out there that I'm a fan of, and I'd still tell you, no, that's not going to do it. 26 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, your thoughts on the Super Bowl, the game, the missed opportunity for the Broncos, perhaps. Also, we'll talk some Nuggets, and we're going to talk some UNC basketball, too, with Brock Wisney. The Bears have won four in a row, Mike. They're starting to get hot at the right time. So we'll get into that discussion here in just a moment. More on the Super Bowl. A lot of that today. We'll have some fun with it. It's the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents The Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
Welcome to the Brock Wisney Show. Glad to catch up with Brock. And don't look now. This Bears team's 4-0, my friend.
Yeah, we're on a little bit of a roll right now.
Yeah, this is, you know what? This is exactly what I thought you guys were capable of doing.
You did say it.
I did. I've been saying it all year. You guys are way too good to have a 1-7 record in the conference. And, you know, just a couple of weeks later, you guys are now 5-7. You're still not in the spot you want to be. The next couple of weekends are going to be huge. This next game against Sac State is a monster because they're a game ahead of you in the standings half a game ahead of you. So this is a big one coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a big one. Sac State's rolling too. They've kind of figured a few things out. And obviously we're right behind them. You know, from like the 4 all the way down to like the 10, it's pretty close. It's all bunched up. And guys are even. You know, it's an even conference. So this is going to be an exciting one.
Well, and with 6 games remaining, I mean, you've got Montana State, Montana, 8-4. But if the bottom somehow falls out there, it gets really tight, gets really interesting. But yeah, from 4 down, it's very tight. And that's why, obviously, getting that Weber State game was huge for you guys. You, again, Sac State's the big one.
Yeah.
Because that's the next one, but also that's a team that's right in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. We're excited to play it. And obviously, this week we're going to gear up for it. And I think we're confident.
Something switched with you guys. Something's clicked, man. 4 in a row. And, you know, you're finding ways to just pull away at the end rather than. These are close games. Maybe you're ahead, and then it just slips away. You're finding the opposite to happen in the last few games.
You know, I think that at the beginning of the year, especially during non-conference when we had like a great record, it was still close games all the time. And what we've kind of realized during the stretch is once we hit that like about 8 minutes left, maybe last media, we just say to each other, first of all, we need more from each other. Like whether that's digging in on defense or however that looks. But then also just being like, okay, like let's play like we're down right now. Like if we have a 6-point lead, let's make this lead 8 in this last media. Let's not worry about like holding on to the lead. Kind of like how we talked about playing to win, not playing not to lose. So
just basically verbalizing that almost is what speaks that into existence.
Yeah.
Like you mentally have to tell yourself that we're down right now.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes because you know it's such a mental game, and you're like, oh, we've been out playing them all game, but you know it always comes down to that last 10 minutes, 4 minutes, and I think that's where you got to excuse down the stretch.
Well, it's been nice, man. You guys started with Idaho 91-83, then Eastern Washington 74-71 over the extended weekend. You beat Weber State 88-74, really pulled away there. And then Idaho State 69-61, and being able to get one of those series too, sweeping Idaho State.
So yeah, that's nice. A good sweep, and road sweeps are hard always. So it was a good weekend for us.
All right, we got Brock Wisney in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Okay, so I want to get back into basketball when we break here, but. Yeah. Super Bowl, did you watch it?
I did watch it. Boring.
It was a boring game.
But, you know, you got to give credit to the defenses. You know, it's when you play sports and you enjoy sports, you always find ways to, you know, appreciate stuff. And the defense was definitely present there.
Did you have a preference? Because, again, I know with your dad, we've talked about the NFL connection because he played. Was there a preference in this game? Any kind of historical note there?
No real preference. I think I've seen the Patriots win more than enough in my lifetime, so I was happy seeing the Seahawks win. And that's kind of what I thought.
I just thought the Patriors offense would do something more than what we saw. Gave you just a little bit in that first half. We might have a close game.
But. It was not great. It was not great. It made it slow. But Seahawks defense, man, they're good.
Yeah, they're very good. You could have made a case for about 3 or 4 dudes on that defensive side that could have got MVP. But I really have no issue with Walker getting it.
Not at all.
He was running well. He was setting them up for the historical field goal kicking night too.
Yeah.
I've seen some people make the case that Jason Myers.
That would have been fun. That would have been a fun one.
They're just not going to do that unless. There's just no stats anywhere.
No, I was thinking near that last drive, maybe if he hit like a 50-yarder, you know, that would have put him at like, 19 points or whatever it was. And that, maybe then.
But any commercials that stick out to you? I thought it was kind of nothing.
Yeah,
nothing
crazy. I like the, who was it, Ben Stiller, I think.
That
one was funny and backflipping off the stage
that
and
was
whatever.
Pretty good. I liked the Matthew McConaughey Bradley Cooper one about the food thing, and it's a juicer at the end. Like, that was pretty good.
Yeah, the commercials keep it interesting.
They do. Yeah. I mean, it's the one game that going to a commercial break is just an extension of the show you're watching. So I do kind of, like, I do like that because most of the time, like when you guys have a media time and we got to go to break, it's like,
just keep playing.
Especially when it's a tense game, you know?
Yeah.
But in the Super Bowl, it's much different when you get that. And then, of course, you have the halftime show, which wasn't, you know, very controversial leading into it.
Yeah.
One side saying, oh, it's going to be terrible. Another side says it's going to be amazing. And Brock, I've always been this dude. I just don't care about music during the football games.
You know, the halftime show, it's whatever, honestly. I mean, it's cool. It's cool, but it's not my thing always.
Yeah. Did you, I mean, you watched
it? I watched it. Yeah, it was good. It was interesting to say, but, you know, I mean, it's...
It wasn't as
controversial
as I thought it was going. I mean, there was a lot of stuff a lot of people talking about it beforehand.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get any of that.
No.
I mean, if it happened, it went over my head.
Yeah, so, just stay oblivious. Ignorance is bliss.
That's kind of the goal of this. But ultimately, kind of a snooze fest.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but luckily we've got this Bears team rolling, and we're now ready, all 100% basketball. So center stage belongs to you guys.
That's good. That's good.
I mean, you're smoking hot right now. I mean, people are starting to turn heads, look at this team, kind of like where you guys were in the non-conference portion.
Yeah.
But when you win 4 in a row like that, the talk starts to kind of ramp up.
Yeah, it's kind of all about, you know, just staying present, staying with the team and in our own little bubble, you know. I think that as we go through these next few weeks, it's going to come down to Smiley says it all the time. He's like, man, in mid-February and going into March, a team quits every day, you know? So we just got to make sure we don't quit on each other. And the vibes are high right now. You know, the culture's going great. And I think we just got to keep it rolling.
How important is it to get out of that bottom 4 spot?
It's
talk about playing 4 in a row.
Yeah, you know, 4 games to 3 games is huge.
Yeah.
And it makes it so much longer. You got to get there 2 days earlier. You got to play a game and then play a top team the next day. And I think that, you know, getting out of those bottom four is definitely our goal right now, and it's definitely in the sights. It's definitely possible.
Yeah, I mean, like you said earlier, in fourth place at Weber State, they're 6-6, team you just beat. You're 5-7, so yeah. You got a 6-6. Idaho's 5-6. Sacramento State's 5-6. Eastern Washington's 5-6.
Yep.
And here you guys sit at 5-7. So another solid week, and yeah. We might be talking about you guys at least fourth or out of that fourth spot.
Just got to keep stacking days, and if we do that, I'm sure we'll like where we end up.
39 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about the last two games and kind of what went right there for the Bears, mm-hmm. and also a glance at the upcoming schedule. But first, Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey everybody, Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
I see Brock like turn in his chair when he hears that Steve Smiley intro. They're
yeah.
Like, oh, well, Coach, sorry, I was.
Bit of trauma.
Ready to do some push-ups, man. Ready to do some
push-ups.
You guys get the day off today, right?
Yeah, we do.
So that'll be good.
I mean, technically, we got weights, and I guarantee that team meeting and film is going to be a lot longer than what a practice would be.
How long is your weight session?
It's only like 40 minutes, I would say. Yeah.
What do you? I mean, as a basketball player, you know, what are the focuses that you're putting on? All stuff that you're using on the floor. You know, this isn't just about sculpting the guns.
Not straight bicep curls.
It's more about not necessarily how you look, but what you're going, the muscles you're going to need when it comes to game time.
I mean, if I could line it out for you, well, like today, for example, I'll just go through. I did front squat, and then I did front squat. What was it? Oh, I can't fully remember. Okay, front squat. Then I did some, you know, half kneeling presses. I did some lat pull downs, some single leg TRX. So it's a lot of body weight stuff and like one or two like weight.
It's like my least favorite stuff to do.
You don't like that? That's my favorite, man.
Squats and everything.
Oh, squats.
Like,
yeah.
No, not into that. I mean, look at these things. My legs are the size of your pinky.
There's bodybuilder legs.
I just those are like the worst ones to do.
Yeah, I don't like them.
But you don't. It's okay.
Well, we get into off season and it gets bad. We do these things called tempo squats. So he'll count us down. So like we squat and it's 1, 2, 3, 4 and like down to like 5 seconds, then hold at the bottom and then back up with weight.
Those are bad.
You'll feel those the next
day.
Those
are tough. Do you ever just like want to do your own thing in lifting? Because for like a guy like me, it's like you can just choose what you want to do.
Yeah.
But you have to listen to your athletic trainers
Shout out Payne Kessler. Yeah.
Well, and it's got to be stuff that you're using. It's not going to necessarily do you any good to have, you know, the sculpt going.
No.
When you're backing dudes down, you got to have strong freaking legs, a sturdy freaking back, and that's what you're focusing on.
Yeah, you got to listen to them, but I promise after I'm done with basketball, I'll be excited to do my own thing.
Dude,
maybe just pull up some push-ups or something.
Just keep it simple. A little lighter there.
Yeah.
Okay, so the win over Weber State. Quinn Danker did it again. I don't know how many 30-plus point games he's had.
Is that three? It might be three.
It feels like he's getting them more and more. And in that game, you know, you had 10 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, one of those steady, even games there. But it was Yamazaki who came up with a monster game, 23 points against Weber State.
Yeah, he came up clutch. He was huge for us. I didn't even realize. It was kind of like he just kept hitting shots consistently throughout the game. There wasn't like a big burst or sporadic, you know, shot making by him. And I remember just at a point, I just look up and I'm like, wait, he was like 20 points because he just made shots throughout the entire game.
Yeah.
Really clutch shots, timely shots. And, you know, he's super talented. So seeing him have a game like that was really exciting.
Yeah, that was a game too. I think you guys were 11 of 24 from the 3-point line. Yeah. Probably nice to see that compared to the game the Saturday before when it was just a slugfest through.
Yeah.
But you found a way to win it. That's what's unique about you guys. You're at this weird stage, which is a positive weird, where you might win a game one way one night and then a game completely different the other night, like against Eastern Washington, completely different than how you guys won against Weber State.
Yeah, you know, and like I've mentioned a few times, it's so important that you get those wins when you're not making shots. And you're going to get to March and you're probably going to have a game like that and you're just going to have to find a way to pull it out. And I think something that's super awesome to see is our defense has been doing really well. Obviously, I mean, Idaho State might have been our best effort of the year. They had 61 points. And obviously, you know, we played good defense against Weber State, too, and Eastern Washington. So I think seeing those games put together where, you know, we're defending well is really good to see.
Yeah, I mean, when you score 88 against Weber State, but then you score 69 against Idaho State. So that game called for something completely different than what we saw the game before.
Yeah, you know, from game to game, you know, there's different scouts and different teams play different ways. Idaho State, you know, has a really slow pace. So we knew going into it that it would be a lower scoring game. And, you know, just kind of adapting from game to game and realizing that it might look different and teams will guard you differently is really an important thing.
All right, let's do some more game ball. I'll be curious to see where you go on the Weber State game because, you know, Quinn had the big 30 again, and he had 9 assists, too. But then Ibu had 23 points there.
So I was thinking about this one a lot, and I was like, do I always just give it to the person that had the best game? And I didn't really know if I'd go Quinn or Ibu here, but I am going to go with – I'm going to go with Quinn.
Quinn's got another one.
You know, it's kind of my MO. I just make sure, you know, that I keep it real. Ibu had a great game, though. I wanted to give it to Ibu.
Do you – at this point – is Quinn, you know this more than I do when you look around this conference, is Quinn going to be the guy that wins Big Sky Conference Player of the
Year? He should. He's the guy that should.
Is there any doubt in your mind?
No.
He's
going to get this? I've seen guys on my team have those type of seasons and just not happen.
Yeah.
Dalton Connect, my freshman year. St. Thomas, my sophomore year. And then last year, Langston Anze.
I think there's a few of you guys in the mix for that.
Yeah, and so, you know, I've seen that happen, so I don't know if the Big Sky wants to give it to someone on our team, but I think we're just going to be focused on winning some games.
All right, Idaho State, you guys win that 169-61. You were the leading scorer in this game. You also had 8 rebounds, but I know what you're not going to do.
Well, it wasn't me. It was Ring Neary. Neary is the guy. You know, he's been playing really good.
16 points for him and 5 boards.
He's got some game balls in the past few games, and he's been doing really well for us.
Yeah, he has. His name's popping up a lot more.
Yeah, he's being really consistent. He's rebounding super well, and he's a guy that's so athletic that we're just lobbing it to him all the time, and it seems like he has 3 to 4 dunks a game at this point, but he's doing great right now.
Well, it's fun to see this group and the confidence build kind of with every single game. All right, 11:50, we'll take a quick break here. We'll wrap it up with Brock Wisney on the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check those guys out online at interiorsprinkler.com. The Brock Wisney Show continues next.
Talk. Listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
All right, Brock, you guys against Sac State. That's coming up on Thursday. That's a big one.
Yeah.
This was the game you guys were up big at halftime, and it was just a slow kill.
Yeah.
You know, they came all the way back. You guys go to overtime and lost by 4 in OT.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of those games we were talking about where it's like, we got to put it all together. And that, case in point, that's a game right there where beautiful first half, rough second half.
Yeah, you know, I think that we learned from that, and it motivated us to, you know, make sure that we go through the stretch right now. And I think that it's also good because going into this game, we got some motivation, right? Like, these guys got us last time. We got to get them back. And, you know, we're up, I think, 18 with 9 minutes left. So that's one that we definitely wish we could get back. But the good thing is we got another chance at it this week.
Yeah, 6 games remaining. The next 3 will be at home, Sac State on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You're playing early, though, 2 o'clock, so you can take the lady out for something nice.
I will.
And you'll be in Greeley.
Yeah.
Portland State, going to be a tough battle. You guys had a great game.
Yeah.
Came up just a bit short there, but that was an amazing basketball game.
Yeah, I think that's another one we're excited to play. Obviously, we're just worried about Sac State first, but Portland State will be a lot of fun. They're good.
And then Saturday, again, 3 home games in a row, Northern Arizona.
Yeah.
To finish that. And then a weird stretch to finish the season, and we'll talk about that more in the next week or so. But, man, you guys are cooking.
6 games left, man. That's it.
4 in a row. Did I say 5 in a row? You're going to win the next 5?
You did say that.
So you got one more to make me look like a genius?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, bro.
Yeah, it's all about you.
That's what these players' meetings are about, man. We can't let Brady down.
That's all it is.
It's 100% what it is. Brock, appreciate you, man. Best of luck on Thursday, and we'll look forward to talking to you again on Monday.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. That's it. The Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. When we come back, we'll get into top stories of the day, also more from the Super Bowl, and the big what-ifs that surround the Denver Broncos. All that and more coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.